Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of America's Gold and Silver Corporation, ticker USAS. If you're interested in the mining sector or looking for potential opportunities in the basic materials space, stick around because we're going to break down everything from financials to recent performance and even a SWOT analysis to help you make an informed decision. Let's get started. First off, let's talk about who America's Gold and Silver is. This is a company that's been making waves in the mining world, and for good reason. They're focused on the acquisition, exploration, development, and operation of mineral properties across North America. Based in Toronto, Canada, they've got a solid footprint in the industry, and we're going to unpack what makes them tick as we go through this analysis. If you're new to USAS, think of them as a player in the industrial materials space, with a focus on precious and base metals like silver, lead, and zinc. Let's zoom in on their company profile. America's Gold and Silver was incorporated back in 1998, and they've grown into a significant name in the mining sector. Headquartered in Toronto, they employ over 600 people and operate key projects in both the United States and Mexico. Their portfolio includes silver, gold, lead, and zinc assets, with a mission to deliver sustainable value through responsible mining. Under the leadership of CEO Joseph Paul Andre Hewitt, they've been navigating the volatile world of commodities with a focus on operational efficiency. Their market cap sits at around $1.5 billion, with a current stock price of $5.50, and they're part of the broader basic materials sector. It's a company with high risk, but also high potential reward, given the nature of mining and metal prices. Now let's talk money, specifically revenue. Looking at their 2023 fiscal year numbers, America's Gold and Silver brought in about $95.6 million in total revenue. Breaking it down by product category, silver was the star of the show, contributing roughly $62.42 million, which is a significant chunk of their top line. Zinc wasn't far behind at $38.42 million, while lead added another $25.44 million. They also had some smaller contributions from other byproducts, rounding out at about $1.4 million. This mix shows a heavy reliance on silver, which can be both a strength and a risk depending on market prices for the metal. Over the past few years, their revenue has been trending upward from $45.05 million in 2021 to over $100 million in 2024, which signals growth but also highlights the need for consistent operational performance. Moving on to earnings, let's dig into their recent results. For the full year of 2024, America's Gold and Silver reported a net income of negative $44.95 million, which translates to an earnings per share of negative 42 cents. That's not great, and it's consistent with a trend of losses over the past few years. 2023 saw a net loss of $34.96 million, and 2022 wasn't much better at a loss of $43.1 million. Their operating income for 2024 was also in the red at negative $26.24 million, showing they're struggling to turn a profit despite revenue growth. EBITDA for 2024 came in at negative $16.74 million, another sign that operational challenges are weighing them down. These numbers suggest that while top-line growth is happening, profitability remains elusive, likely due to high costs in the mining sector. Let's take a closer look at their financial statements to get a fuller picture. On the balance sheet for 2024, USAS reported total assets of $192.64 million, with cash and cash equivalents at a healthy $20 million, up significantly from just $2.6 million in 2023. However, their total liabilities are at $139.1 billion, and with retained earnings deep in the negative, at $591.03 million, it's clear they've accumulated significant losses over time. Their total stockholders' equity stands at $53.45 million, which is a bit of a concern given the debt-to-equity ratio of just over 1.0. Looking at cash flow, they burned through $3.1 million in operating activities in 2024, and free cash flow was negative $21.92 million, driven by heavy capital expenditures of $18.85 million. These metrics paint a picture of a company investing heavily in growth but struggling to generate positive cash flows. Their current ratio of 0.91 also indicates they might have some liquidity challenges in meeting short-term obligations. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of $5.50, America's Gold and Silver has a market cap of $1.5 billion. Their price-to-sales ratio is quite high at 13.79, which suggests the market is pricing in a lot of future growth potential. However, their price-to-earnings ratio is negative at -59.05, reflecting the ongoing losses. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts project a forward PE of 12.50 for 2026, dropping to 7.64 by 2027, which could indicate expectations of a turnaround in profitability. Their enterprise value is around $1.52 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of -3.46%, it's clear the company isn't generating cash to support its valuation yet. For long-term investors, this might be a speculative play. High risk, but if they can turn things around operationally, there could be upside. Let's break down a SWOT analysis to understand the bigger picture. Starting with strengths, USA's has a strong focus on the mining sector with a diversified portfolio of silver, lead, and zinc assets. Their operations in North America provide some geopolitical stability compared to other mining regions. On the opportunity side, rising demand for silver in industrial applications and renewable energy, like solar panels, could be a tailwind. Plus, if metal prices continue to trend upward, their revenue could see a significant boost. However, weaknesses are evident. Consistent net losses and negative cash flows highlight operational inefficiencies or high costs. Their negative return on equity of over 113% is a red flag for profitability. As for threats, volatility in commodity prices could hit them hard, especially since silver is such a big part of their revenue. Regulatory risks in mining, along with potential project delays or cost overruns, are also concerns. Overall, they've got potential, but the risks are substantial. Looking at recent performance, the stock chart for USAS tells an interesting story. Over the past week, the stock is up 7.08%, and over the last month, it's gained 13.42%. Zooming out, the past 3 months have seen an incredible 116.53% increase, while the six-month return is a staggering 205%. Over the past year, USAS has returned 350%, which is massive compared to the broader basic materials sector's 77.3% gain in the same period. Even over 5 years, they've posted a 43.43% return, though that's a bit more modest. These numbers suggest strong momentum, possibly driven by optimism around metal prices or company-specific developments. However, with such rapid gains, I'd caution about potential pullbacks. Stocks don't go straight up forever. For short-term traders, keep an eye on key support levels. If momentum fades, we could see some profit-taking. Now let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if the stock is fairly priced. Using a discounted cash flow approach, we can try to estimate the company's future cash flows and discount them back to today's value. Given their current negative free cash flow of $21.92 million in 2024 and a history of losses, this is a challenging exercise. Mining companies often trade on asset value and future production potential rather than current cash flows, so I've factored in expected growth in revenue based on their recent trends and analyst projections for metal prices. I've also considered their capital expenditure needs, which are significant at around $18 to $20 million annually. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes in lower than the current market price of $5 to $1.50. My estimate suggests a fair value closer to $3.80 or $4.20 per share, assuming they can stabilize operations and metal prices cooperate. This indicates the stock might be overvalued right now, especially given the rapid price run-up. However, if they achieve profitability and scale production as planned, there's room for that intrinsic value to increase over time. For now, I'd approach this with caution. Great potential, but the price seems to reflect a lot of optimism already. All right, everyone, let's wrap this up. America's Gold and Silver is a fascinating play in the mining space. They've got a strong focus on silver and base metals, with revenue growth showing promise. However, persistent losses, negative cash flows, and a high valuation make this a high-risk investment. The stock's recent performance is incredible, with a 350% gain over the past year, but I'd be wary of chasing at these levels. For long-term investors, this could be a speculative hold if you believe in a sustained bull market for metals. For others, waiting for a pullback or clearer signs of profitability might be the smarter move. What do you think about USAS? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.